Black are gold pants, 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 black. Podcast.
We're back with part two of episode 23 of Black Heart Gold Podcast, Hawkeye State Noobs Pow, as always. And now for the western half of the show, we're joined by Bill C. from Rock M Nation, the SBN, excuse me. that's a Freudian slip right there. SBN College, or Missouri Blog, and Peter Bean of Burn Orange Nation, who has been blogging about Texas sports since before I was born. Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Not much. Ready for part two, hey? Thanks for staying on the line for so long during the first half.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we're nothing impatient, but anything but to not watch Iowa basketball, right?
That's right.
They're on in half an hour. We're recording on a Tuesday night for the listeners' information. Let's get right down to it. Expansion bonanza. Bill, I'll start with you. If Missouri gets the call and the invitation, do they take it?
Yes.
that was easy. Okay, Peter.
Would you like me to expand a little bit?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. You know, honestly, I just think that at this point, looking at money at academics, it makes too much sense to accept on that basis. The rivalries that Mizzou has built over the decades would obviously be impacted, but I think, I don't know. I think they would absolutely accept. I think the academic opportunity, would be too much to pass up. I mean, how many ranking spots did Penn State go up just for joining the Big Ten in the U.S. News and World Report rankings? I think you'd see a similar thing with Missouri, and I think that and just the extra millions and millions of dollars that, you know, Texas refuses to give us.
I like it.
I think that would be too much to – no, I think I just – the TV is too good to pass up. There are some natural geographic rivalries that could be built in replacing some of the ones that – they would obviously leave, and I just think they would do it.
Well, isn't it? I mean, is the one real rivalry that they're giving up? I mean, clearly there's genuine hatred between Missouri and Nebraska, but border wars, it's got to be really at issue here, right?
Well, yeah, and I think unless Lou Perkins, the snake oil salesman, athletic director at Kansas, I think if he unless he threw a big fit and said, you know, we're not going to play Missouri in any sport. I think the Missouri-Kansas rivalry would continue. They've been playing at Arrowhead the last few years in football anyway, so it would lead to a natural, you know, start the season with at Arrowhead every year kind of thing. The biggest loss would be Nebraska in football, and then getting Kansas at home every year in basketball. That's Mizzou Arena buzzes like nothing else when Kansas is in town, and obviously they wouldn't get to do that every single year. Those would be the biggest sacrifices, I think.
Well, as a longtime Big Ten fan, I can assure you that your arena will buzz when Northwestern basketball comes to town every year.
I'm sure.
to say nothing of the blood rivals that are Missouri and Penn State.
Yeah. They actually, one of our contributors, The Beef, grew up loving Penn State because he grew up in Connecticut. And so this would be a very, this would be a tough situation for him, us playing Joe Pa, if Joe Pa's still around. And of course he will be.
Of course, right. Yeah.
He is undead.
That's right.
All right, Bean, I'll turn to you, bud. What's taking you guys so long? What's the package that gets Texas there?
Get comfortable. Open up a couple bottles of wine. Actually, this is going to be like one of those date shows, right? So,
yeah.
If you have any female friends who are in your Twitter friends, right? You know, they all jump on whatever night. I guess it was last night, and they talk about The Bachelor. That's what this is going to be like, right? We're going to make you take us to the island and see if we like you in the hot tub, and then we're going to see if we like you dancing, and then we're going to see how good you are in bed, and then we still may not come along at all. Texas is the pretty girl in the dance here, and they know it, and that kind of sucks for everybody else. It's great for us. It's going to be
interesting.
And I think it's pretty important that Texas kind of holds its cards close to its vest for as long as it can, and works for the sweetheart deal, because you know the SEC kind of made the first move with that gargantuan ESPN deal. You might even say it started with the Big Ten Network, right? And then the SEC responds. And now we've, you know, kind of the dominoes are all falling. Texas is kind of all the dominoes will kind of have to like pause and teeter for a while, waiting to see what Texas does. So Texas needs to leverage that, and I expect they will. The elephant in the room that I haven't seen talked about too much, it's actually, you know, you said I've been blogging forever. It's funny, in the first year I started blogging in 2004, my co-author and I were talking about, you know what Texas should do? Just start its own damn network. And we were half serious, half joking, but, you know, it's actually kind of a interesting, viable idea, because we don't really need the extra $10 million, you know, that would come from a better TV deal in the Big Ten. So it really can kind of pick its options here. It really, really needs to look at all the factors, and that ranges from academics to research and development dollars to travel to does your conference play baseball. I mean, all those things are going to factor in. So it gets really complicated. Texas is not going to move quickly, and nor can it, because we have the most dysfunctional state government imaginable. I mean, it's designed that way. They only meet once every 2 years.
Seriously?
So it's it's like a part-time position. You come in once every 2 years. You haggle with everybody. Everybody gets in. They go. It's 3 months of just craziness. Nobody sleeps, and then that's it. And then everybody goes home. They go back to their normal lives. And then 2 years later, you do it all over again. So that's. It's even more complicated than you imagine, and Texas is the kind of the key to everything that's going to happen, because I think realignment's coming. I think that's pretty key. I think the Pac-10 wants and needs it. I'm on this podcast because the Big Ten wants at least one other team, and I think how it all shakes out is going to depend on what Texas decides it wants to do. Because, you know, what they want to do will determine whether we're looking at a 16-team super conference. I mean, just all sorts of options are going to depend on. They're going to do what Texas did when it joined the Big 12. Texas used its leverage then to get a great deal, and it will do so again.
Yeah, you raise a good point about the Texas the Longhorn Network or whatever they call it. And it does really seem like the thing that makes Texas the most, attractive candidate for expansion for anyone, is just the fact that the state of Texas as a viewership is so criminally, under-monetized. And I'm not really sure that the best way to do that is to get Texas on the Big Ten network. Now, obviously, I think that it's the best for the Big Ten, and it's something that I really want for all the other schools in the conference. But it seems like, you know, like you said, if Texas can do this themselves, then all they have to do is basically double down on everything, in Kansas and South, if that means they contract the conference to 8 teams and whatnot. I think that they would be okay with that. Would you agree?
Yeah, and the other thing to keep an eye on is the technology, because I think you know, part of this depends on how well you can control the distribution. You know, and it used to be the schools needed the TV networks, and that's less true now than it was. The question I think that's important will be, how important will it be 4 years from now? It might not need them at all, in which case, cut out the middleman. So I fully expect Texas to listen and to be very patient and to explore all its options. And I think with an eye towards, well, I mean, looking out for number one. I mean, I think the only thing that could really move it is let's say the Big Ten decides let's move anyway. Let's take Missouri now. Let's go to 12. Let's get that conference game. If we want to go to 16 later with Texas, we can always try to do that. And then I think the Pac-10 is going to feel pressure to make moves too. So maybe if everything's starting to move around it, Texas decides it needs to make its decision because it's not confident that it's at this point viable to just go it alone, despite our grand arrogance and belief that we can do everything on our own, then we could. But I'm expecting Texas to play this one real slow and drag it out and figure out what's best for it and not be in any hurry to do so. And the other thing, you know, with the Big Ten, the Big Ten is attractive in a lot of ways. To me as a Texas fan, the thing that there are a number of drawbacks, and you guys have covered some of them already, but one of them is baseball, and the other one is personal. You know, I just spent 3 years in the Midwest. And I just vowed I was done with the winters here. I'm going to try to drag me.
Just when you thought you were out, we suck you back in.
Yeah, suck me back in. I'm traveling up here twice a year.
Well, Peter, I'll tell you, if you missed the first part of the podcast, but if this turns into an episode of The Bachelor and it comes down to how good we are in bed, I know that Jim Delaney is well endowed from how we were talking the last time around.
You got Greg Oden proof for me?
Yeah.
We're about to see it once he finally lays the money down, so to speak. Question for either of you guys. In 24 months, what are the odds? What's the percentage? What's the likelihood that Dan Beebe still has a job as commissioner of the Big 12?
Well, I guess that depends on how quickly he can wrangle up a partner for a TV deal. I do think what Peter said about television, about, well, the Texas network aside, I think it's pretty clear that if the Big 12 is going to survive, then they really, really need to come up with a partner and put together a pretty good TV network of their own. I mean, obviously a Big 12 network could do something, but obviously if they were to go after the Pac-10 or the ACC or something, maybe something more attractive could come of it. When Nebraska, when Tom Osborne starts flirting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, because we always complain, you know, we're part of the Little Eight, and when a Big 12 member other than Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, or Nebraska, you know, life isn't very good for the others. But when one of those four starts complaining, then you know that the TV deal needs to come real fast. And obviously it's more than just a TV football arrangement, but I think
that's the first step, though.
Right. Yeah, he's going to have to start working pretty hard to keep his job or to keep a Big 12 conference in existence, because it's too successful athletically to be received this poorly by some of its members right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much longer is the Big 12 under their current contract with Fox?
Was that 2 years, I think? I read something about they have it staggered where the ABC piece comes up in 4 years, I think, and the Fox deal comes up in two, or maybe it's 1 and 3 now. I'm not real sure, but it's still got a little ways here.
Yeah, I think it's 2 and 4. I think you're right. I think it's 2012 is the Fox part.
Oh.
Bill, since you're closer to Lincoln, what's your thoughts on on what Nebraska might do if given. I mean, clearly Osborne said he'd listen to it, but it seems to me that statement almost was more a shot across the bow at the Big 12 and Texas in particular, than it was a legitimate, you know, thought that they would actually, you know, entertain a chance at the Big 10.
Right. I can't really tell for sure what they might do. I do think that it was a shot across the bow as much as anything. And part of his rationale was that the North isn't as high on the totem pole as the South. And even I'm a North member here, and part of reading what he said, part of me just wanted to say, well, the North needs to improve then. But I think Missouri is the most likely to leave if offered. I think Nebraska, I don't know. I think as part of it, like if it was a three-team expansion, I definitely think they would be open to it. But they don't have the historical rivalry that Missouri does, like with Kansas, for instance, the Civil War history rivalry. So maybe that makes them just as likely to go. I'm not real sure.
Peter, what's your take on Nebraska? You think about the same thing, or?
Yeah, no, I mean, Nebraska's in no position to bargain.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't bring anything to the table except, I have no animus towards Nebraska. I mean, just looking at it objectively, they don't bring any TV sets. You know, they bring a terrible basketball program without any history. They do have baseball, but, you know, that's not even a good fit with the Big Ten. They're kind of waiting to see at this point. So, I mean, I think, you know, Nebraska's, I think Tom Osborne's being proactive in the capacity that he can, but, you know, I mean, it's almost a PR move, you know, just, mm-hmm. I mean, what Nebraska needs is to fundraise at home, because they're not serious players and they're not first players, in these discussions, because there are far more attractive options. I mean, they're going to be a reactive player in this game.
Right.
Things will happen, and then Nebraska will have to choose what it wants to do based on what happens to it.
Well, I think that was kind of, I mean, I didn't really look at it until yesterday, but Nebraska over the last decade hasn't been any better than the middle of the Big Ten, and for that matter, the middle of the Big 12. And if they're not going to, I mean, clearly they've had a little bit of short-term improvement here under Pelini, but if, you know, that's what you're getting out of them and no, you know, basketball to speak of whatsoever, you know, thanks, we already have Penn State. so.
No, Penn State at least puts six digits into the stands.
Yeah. Nebraska could if they actually had six digits in their stands, but yeah, yeah.
It's a much better, you know, research school than Nebraska is.
Right.
You know, and the other thing to remember is that in the Big 12, the board of directors of the conference are the university presidents, not the athletics directors. So, I mean, a lot of this is going to be decided on things that won't be at the top of fans' list either, but which will be very important to the presidents who will be making these decisions.
One last question, kind of close to the hearts of Iowa fans here, for you two. If the Pac-10 comes in and raids the Big 12 North and takes Colorado, and the Big 10 comes in and does a big three-team haul and takes something like Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, will the Big 12 use this as a way of forcing Iowa State into the MAC where they properly belong?
It's a serious question, guys.
No, I mean, I forget about. I mean, even Baylor's relevant now, right? They've got a good basketball program and an up and coming football program. And Iowa State's the only like forgettable school. I mean, Colorado's got enough history and semi recent success to still remain on the radar, as bad as they've been in everything for the last 5 years. Iowa State's just, I mean, you don't even think about Iowa State. You're sitting down to write a Big 12 preview, and you get to the end, you're like, I still have to write about Iowa State. What am I going to say about them?
You just call us. We'll find something for you.
But I would say it becomes a little less forgettable when you've had to go to a road game at Jack Trice Stadium in mid-November. You don't remember really anything about the team, but you just remember how god-awful that whole experience is. with the open stadium and that wind blowing straight through 30 miles an hour. But
yeah.
And the Mac, you know, get them going with Toledo, get them going with Bowling Green, a natural Temple rivalry. I could see that working out pretty well.
There we go.
The long-standing hatred between them and Eastern Michigan really can't be overstated.
Well, Bill Cosby loves Jell-O Pudding Pops, loves Temple, and hates Iowa State. We've all known that for years.
Yeah, it's going to be on his tombstone.
That's right. We'll let you guys go with a quick prediction. Bill, does anybody from the Big 12 leave, and if so, who?
Well, I think I'm not probably the best person to ask that, but I honestly do think, like, if anybody from the Big 12 North anyway ends up going, I do think it'll be Missouri. I do think they would accept. Obviously, Texas is just kind of, as always, just hovering over everything. But I think that Missouri is the most likely of the other 11 teams in the Big 12 to go.
Peter, what do you think?
My prediction is that if Texas makes a move, it is west to the Pac-10.
I can see that.
For a bunch of different complicated reasons. And it, Texas would be a fine fit with the Big Ten, and especially academically and with the research, so many strong research schools. It is a good fit. But I think there are compelling reasons why, if Texas did it, it would go west and look to go big with TV dollars out there.
So yeah.
That's my prediction.
One follow-up prediction to wrangle out of you while we still have you. What are the odds that Texas and Texas A&M are in the same conference 2 years from now?
Very close to 100%.
Yeah,
and that gets back to our state legislature problem. Nothing will happen without the politicians getting all uppity about it, and that means those two are going to stay together. Oklahoma, we can leave behind, but Texas A&M will be a two team package deal. I'm sure of that.
And that's probably another reason why the Pac-10 works better is that they like. I was reading about it the other day. They like the having
two-team
rivalries in place. You know, they have everybody set with two in Washington, two in Oregon, two in Northern California, two in L.A., two in Arizona. Put two in Texas in, and you're all set to go. Yeah.
It's really quite elegant.
It really is. Much like myself.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Well, we'll remind our readers to catch Bill over at Rock M Nation and Peter at Burnt Orange Nation, and thanks to both of you for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a
good night.
You too.